You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, October the 11th. Today is a big day, y'all. Like, I'm basically looking outside my hotel room, getting ready to travel to Long Island. I'm in New York. I stayed in Chinatown because the Sixers were supposed to have a shoot-around this morning, not too far from here. Actually, it was like a walking distance. So I was like, you know what? Let me stay closer to where the 76ers are going to have their, you know, morning shoot-around at. And then, you know, basically just take a Uber to Long Island and, you know, get situated for tonight's game. You know, they're going to play the Brooklyn Nets. But the Sixers canceled shoot around. So, you know, getting ready to pack up and just get out of here. But I'm a little excited about tonight's game. You know, tonight's game to me is extremely important. It's like, typically, as I found out this is my fifth year covering the NBA, the next to last preseason game is the one that really, you know, you really get a chance to see what you're going to watch this season. And this one is no different, but is also extra special. The reason why it's no different is because, you know, you think that the guys who are healthy are going to play. And then typically in the last preseason game, which is going to be Friday, you know, guys who are borderline players that make the roster, guys who probably won't make the team at all, they tend to get a lot of playing time. You know, it's kind of like they're the team saying, hey, you know what? Thank you for being a part of this. And, you know, this is your chance to, you know, just go out there and enjoy yourself. And then the next day or two, you find out the guys are cut. But that's typically how it goes. But tonight, kind of burn the lead here, but tonight it's going to be, well, we expect Joel Embiid to play. And, you know, the Sixers, I know it's the preseason, but they have not looked like a team that's capable of getting a nice seed in the playoffs. You know, there's high expectations this year. They look like what they are. They look like a team that's extremely young, led by two rookie point guards. And, you know, I guess you could say combo guards because they're going to share the backcourt. So when you see that, there's a lot of mistakes. There's an inconsistency. They also have to do a better job of getting J.J. Redick the ball. But tonight, Embiid comes back. Joel. Everyone thinks that Joel Embiid is going to be the guy who gets them over the hump. The guy that separates them from being a young team to being a team that can contend. So it's going to be extremely interesting to see what Joel can do tonight. And believe me, we know he's a dynamite player, but what I mean is to see how he meshes with Ben Simmons. If Markelle Fultz is able to go, he was listed as doubtful with right knee soreness, but if he's able to go, it's one of those things we'll get a pretty good idea to see how that looks. We'll see how Embiid's presence is going to free stuff up for J.J. Redick. We'll see how, you know, Jahlil Okafor, who has looked pretty good in the backup role. I mean, has been playing well. We'll see if he can just come back in and take advantage of these mismatches that the Sixers have. So, you know, Joel Embiid is the focal point, and we'll finally get a chance to look at it. And we'll finally get a chance to say, you know what? I think this thing is going to work. Or you know what? Man, these dudes aren't ready. Because, you know, with Embiid, he's the one guy. That's the reason why he made, you know, he got a close to $150 million contract extension for the next 5 years, you know, starting after this season. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of intrigue. There's a lot of stuff that we need to pay attention to. And I'm looking forward to it. And it's funny because this game was really supposed to be, you know, a game that a lot of media members were like, you know what, they're playing in Long Island, they're playing in Nets. I don't really know if I want to, like, go cover this. And their publications weren't 100% sure that they wanted them to cover it. And I can tell you that, you know, we were in Boston and there were a couple organizations, publications that said, hey, told their reporters, like, hey, I need you to go to New York. And then I'm also hearing that there's, you know, the people in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets organization has been receiving extra media credentials or media requests from media credential requests from other outlets. So, you know, this is going to be a lot of excitement. I can't wait to see it. You know, just so I can see from my own eyes, you know, what all the excitement has been, because I must admit, thus far, the Sixers' performance on the court, talking about the team performances, not individual, because there have been some performances that wowed me, like Jahlil Okafor. But thus far, the Sixers as a team have really underwhelmed me. You know, I mean, you know, we're, in the preseason, we were hearing that this team could be a top five playoff seed in the East. You know, and I kept telling people, like, relax, relax. They're young. They have yet to play a game yet. And, you know, why we have seen spurts on why all these guys were coveted so highly, why they were, you know, Markel and Ben Simmons were first overall picks. You know, it's just we also are reminded that, you know, once you get to the NBA, it's one of those things where it steps up another level and you have to go through a learning curve. And that's what the Sixers are going through right now. But again, we were told that everything is going to change once the big boy gets back, Embiid, and he gets back tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I want to see it. I want to dissect it. You know, he'll probably play again, you know, the next preseason game, because let's face it, you know, when they go to, the reason why they're playing in Kansas City, the only reason why they're going to Kansas City is because it's a homecoming for him. And, you know, I don't expect him to play a lot of minutes tonight, you know, but the thing is, you know, I just think that, you know, we're going to see something. We're going to get a glimpse of something. We're going to get another one on Friday in Kansas City. But, you know, because he went to Kansas, which is about an hour up the road or something like that, maybe even less than that. I'm not 100% sure, but it's not that far. I remember when I was covering Temple, they played at Kansas, and I flew into Kansas City, and I was a little, you know, shocked at how short the drive was. You know, I didn't know it was that close to Kansas City, but it is. But, you know, keep your eyes open. I guess watch it on TV if it's on television. Also, you know, make sure you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Pompey on Sixers, P-O-M-P-E-Y on Sixers. And you can also keep up with a live chat with my coworker, Sarah Todd, MBA. You can follow her on Twitter too at NBA Sarah, and that's Sarah S-A-R-A-H. So, you know what? I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and you know, we'll talk about what I saw from tonight's game. You know, just see how interesting it is, how Embiid looked, how the players looked playing with him. So, I mean, I'm expecting to see something different. What I mean by seeing something different, I'm expecting to see him being the focal point more so than the guys just getting out there and running. Now, again, I'm not going to say they're going to slow up tempo, but I'm expecting everything's going to run through the big fella. I want to thank you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.